Welcome back to the Dog Gone Wrong podcast, where myself and others share their mistakes and help you lift the guilt burden. I'm your host, Sarah Roper, the multi-dog maven.
Oh, happy new year. Happy 2025. I'll be honest, I am sat here in a Premier Inn and first day of my new job. I am staying away for the week and I was going to take another week off from the podcast, but I felt bad. So here I am recording and going to be editing and uploading ready up for, well, it ends up going live at 1 a.m. every Tuesday morning, UK time. So I am committed and yeah, starting the new year off with a bang. And it's not going to be a long one today, I have to say, but I wanted to kind of do a reminder about those goals calls that I'm offering. £25, 45 minutes, smash those goals out. Let's get them planned out. Let's get you the help that you need to be able to do them, be able to achieve them and get those wins in this year. I'll put a link in the show notes so it's there. I also wanted to chat a bit about confidence and dog professionals, as much as dog owners, we all struggle with it, myself included. I had a chat with, we have like monthly catch-up calls in the crew, and it was a subject that was a common theme where even amongst, you know, professionals within there, and that, you know, sometimes we just dread taking our dogs to certain places because we dread their behaviour and the judgment that comes our way. And I have to say, I am one of those for certain things. I'm very mindful of myself of when I am stressed. You know, that is not the time to do it. I get that. And I refuse to do it because you just end up practicing crap and getting more stressed and it becomes this endless cycle and it's just not good. However, to be able to make progress, you've got to start battling these battles. You've got to start doing the hard stuff. And we all know that that's where the growth comes. It's taking yourself out of your comfort zone to be able to get that growth in many areas of life, not just dog training. I am considering doing a challenge around this over the coming months. And being sensible and to myself, I wanted to kind of kick off the new year with a challenge, but I also knew that I wanted a break of Christmas and I wanted to actually have the break rather than typical me where I end up doing squirreling away in the background. And also, you know, I'm on, you know, an intense induction with the new job and staying away in the week. It would have just been too much to think about. So it's coming. And if you want in, please, please drop me a message, whether that's through socials or whether that's on email, sarah@multidogmaven.co.uk. You know, reach out and let's get you in there. I can't give you specifics yet, but it will be a challenge and it will be something that we can all do as a group and something to make progress. And I will be keeping myself accountable there as well. And as an example, between Christmas and New Year, you know, that period where everyone's a bit like, meh, don't know what day it is, don't know what's going on, went up to one of my favourite places, which is, it's a stone circle called Nine Ladies, is on Stanton Moor. It's just near Bakewell in Derbyshire. And well, a collection of my previous dog's ashes are up there. Two of my birds have been buried there. It's a very special place to me. But I also know on, you know, especially on kind of public holidays and things like that, it's always a very busy place. And we'd not took Ada before, so it was time. I mean, the Daxes had been there loads and we took all four dogs up there and dogs were everywhere. And I'll be honest, I usually avoid a lot of places where I know there's going to be lots of dogs, unless it's like a dog show. That's different environment. But when it's like people with their dogs off lead and all of that, I'll be honest, I usually get quite ranty if other people let their dogs run up to mine. And I know I have to keep myself accountable there because that my energy when I'm uptight and maybe being a little bit harsh with the other owners isn't actually helping my dog's behavior. I'm trying to get my point across and trying to tell them to get their dogs back, but my dogs are obviously, as your dogs will as well, read your body language, and you're almost giving them more of a reason to not be happy about this because, well, mum's not happy, so there must be something to worry about. So we went on this walk and I kept the dogs on lead think they did have a bit of a run, but for the most part, they were on lead. And for Ada, the challenge is, you know, other dogs and distraction, because she's a typical one-year-old Labrador of, woohoo, other dogs, this is fun. So we just have that pulling behaviour, not, you know, not lunging, not barking or anything like that, but just the normal stuff for her breed and her age. But I've also got Mizzle on the other end of the scale, who can get a little bit barky if a dog is like running up and you know, almost on top of her, which the size she is, you know, she's 4 kilos, she's tiny, I get it. And if she's on lead, I don't want her to feel like, you know, she has to bark and stand up for herself. There's no nastiness in it. She's just fearful when a dog's on top of her, especially if it's a big dog. I understand all of that. But we went on this walk, and I tell you what, I was really, she impressed me. She was fab. We had dogs that come, I mean, to be fair, a lot of the dogs that did come up were not rushing up. They were like trotting over quite nicely. I'd made a conscious effort to breathe and keep calm and not snap at people, which is quite hard for me. So yeah, I was really, really impressed with them. But if I hadn't have gone and done it, I'd have been like, what, you know, I suppose not the old me, but a side of me would have been, can't take them all up there. Not together because they're not ready and I can't meet everyone's needs at the same time. And all of that has a place. But I think I just got to that point where I just thought, sod it, let's do it. And if it's a nightmare, it's a nightmare, you know, so what? And I think also my mentality of being calmer and just kind of being like, well, what will be, helped. But she was an absolute superstar and dead pleased with her, totally. But on the subject of taking yourself out of your comfort zone and being more confident and going and doing things with your dogs where you think they might be badly behaved, for want of a better term. But because we all have situations with our dogs where we think, oh, I'm not doing that with them, or oh, if I do that, they're going to be a nightmare. And it's usually because they have been at some point. Sometimes it's because they're a teenager or because they're a puppy. And you know what? If you've not done it for years, go and do it again and just see. Obviously, don't put them in situations where they're definitely going to fail. But if it's things like social situations, things like going to the pub, going to like coffee shops and things like that, there's lots of things you can think about to help set them up for success. Now, when you're doing these things with your dogs and, you know, scared of the or anxious about the judgment from others, the things to remember are only you live with that dog. They haven't walked a mile in your shoes. They can judge all they like, but they've never had a reactive dog or whatever it may be. At the end of the day, it's you and your dog on your journey. Sod everyone else. They can bugger off. End off. But when you're embarking on this journey and starting to do these things that are harder and pushing you and your dog, there are things that will help you. So don't think like it has to be a mission. I actually started doing this with Ada when I got back from the France job. You know, I actively avoid public parks and stuff where there's lots of dogs and stuff like that because, yeah, I don't enjoy it. But my dogs are not learning how to work with me amongst those distractions in those environments if I'm not doing it. So I started, you know, if I pop to the shop, I drive down to the shop, put the dog in the car and then go to, you know, the village green opposite the shops. And just do 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a big event. You don't have to be thinking, do you know what, I need to do 3 hours or I need to go and, you know, spend an afternoon or a whole day doing this. You can fit it in. And doing short bursts sets you both up better anyway because neither of you are getting as stressed than if it was over many hours, for example. Other things that can help you are, you know, be prepared. Take great treats. Take great toys. Start going through it in your head before you embark on one of these outings. You know, what do you think they, what is the thing that you're worried about them doing? What's the bad behavior? What do you want them to do instead? So what, like, do you want them to ignore it? Do you want them to look at you? Do you want them to sit down? What is it? And what is the thing that you want as the end goal? In the presence of that distraction, whatever it may be. And is it the end of the world if they bark? It's a dog, they bark. Have that kind of, keep reminding yourself that. And other things, little tips, little wins. Rescue Remedy helps you and can help the dog. Quite often, I find with a lot of the owners that I work with, it's more down to us. And I am just as bad for this. So if I'm feeling a lot better, the dogs are feeling a lot better. So if you can have some stuff to support you, then use it. You can use valerian compound with the dog. You could take it as well if you wanted. These are just natural herbal remedies, but they will help. Another thing that I've found before, and I know some of you will have heard me talk about this before, is part of the flower remedies that you can get that is like the same make and brand as Rescue Remedy is larch. That's L-A-R-C-H. Larch is for confidence. And I used it in the past, going into Crofts, leading the Dactastic team many years ago, the first time I did it at Crofts. I was overwhelmed, I was stressed, I had people coming up to me because we'd made the big thing within the Daxi world of come and see the Daxis, come and cheer us on because we've actually trained these guys and we're at the finals of the Crofts. And I was overwhelmed and I was just really stressed and I couldn't, and I ended up snapping at people and, you know, I was just like, I can't cope with this. And I used Rescue Remedy and I used Larch and it made all the difference. It was like, I can do this. We went in the ring and we got placed third against things like, you know, German Shepherds, Border Collies, you know, all the breeds that you expect to be easily trained. And we got third, which we're really proud of. And I do think that larch helped. So, and there are plenty of other supplements that you can use with your dog if you want to. I'm not going to run the list down, but like things like that, with the Dole West Herbs do the valerian compound. That's usually fairly quick acting. To be fair, I think some of it, yes, it does work with the dogs, but if we think we've got an edge, then it helps, like, for that outing, because we've used valerian, it's a bit like a placebo effect. We are more confident with it. And just always, so do little 10-minute outings. Don't go overboard. Don't think that you've got to do miles and miles or hours and hours. Just do, you know, fit it in around everything else. If it's, you know, like just take them in the car and do it between running your errands, you know, if it's safe to do so, if they are happy to travel in the car, all of that kind of thing. Don't make it a big mission. Having someone who is non-judgmental to go on a walk with you, go and do these things, can really make a difference. But that's the key. It's having someone who is non-judgmental, someone who will support you and not be, well, you need to do this with the dog, and my dog did this, and I always did that with my dog, and why aren't you doing this? You know, that's not what you need. What you need is someone to be there and just be with you. If that's good for you, you know, you might just need to go out and do it on your own a few times. Celebrate the wins. So make notes, you know, put them in your phone, whatever it is. Went to Dobby's Garden Center today, for example. Dog only pulled 3 times, didn't bark at him. You know, brilliant. Keep a diary of these things so you know that you've done them. And if it doesn't go well, oh dear, try again the next time. It's not the end of the world. Also, between doing these things, when you're on this journey with your dog, just remember to do the things that make you smile and the things that makes your dog smile. What does your dog enjoy? Is it a good cuddle on the sofa while you watch a film? Is it a good game of tug? Is it a bit of ball play? Is it a bit of find it games? Whatever it may be, what makes their tail wag? Because usually if their tail's wagging and you're making that tail wag, you're going to be smiling. So remember to do those things between, because that is where the magic comes. Because you're not just concentrating on the negative. You're concentrating on, they're so happy. You know, this is why I have a dog. This is why I love them. Remember to look after yourself as well. So sometimes you might be, right, I'm going to go out and do 10, 15 minutes with the dog. And then I'm going to take them home and I'm going to go and read a book, have a bath, whatever it may be, but have that downtime and that kind of positive experiences for you between. And for me, that's what a lot of this year is going to be about. Not, you know, of course, I'm going to be making progress with the dogs and all of that, but it's more about enjoying that happiness, looking for the joy, finding the joy and enjoying the moment. Because that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway. Told you it wasn't going to be a long one, but better something than nothing, eh? So, goals, calls, link will be in the show notes. And if you want in on a confidence of getting out there with your dog challenge, then drop me a line, get in touch. And if you need some help in the meantime, of course, there is joining the Maven crew. Please do. We would love to have you in there. Happy New Year. hope it's an amazing one, and I will be back again very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dog Gone Wrong podcast. If you could do me a quick favour, like or follow the pod, rate and leave a review, and maybe share with a dog-owning friend. Let's get the word out there and ensure there is less guilt around the mistakes. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week.